This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 of the Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. We do have the best texters at any radio station around the country. Some great suggestions for joining the great passer list. White chocolate Jason Williams. Certainly not one of the best players in NBA history. And a flake and a guy that didn't shoot it particularly well for a chunk of his career.
I believe he's an NBA champion.
Did he win one in Miami?
I think he did win one in Miami. Yeah. He was like pretty far down the bench, but I think he was on that team.
But he really could pass it.
Yes.
He could really handle it. And he was as flashy a passer as we've ever seen. And then Joe Young, the former quarterback with the big red texting in, he said, what about Pete Maravich? Yep, I think Maravich could be on that list too.
That's wrong. He averaged about 30 minutes a game with the Heat when he played with them.
What was his career like scoring average?
Career, he averaged 10 and a half a game. That's dragged down a little bit in his later years.
Yeah.
His career high in points per game was an 0-1-0-2. He averaged just under 15 points a game for the Memphis.
How about his
Grizzlies.
Career average and assist? Is that in front of you? Or total assist totals, like 7,000?
He averaged just under 6 assists per game. Career totals, assist, 4,611.
Okay. He was a coach's... He can make a coach's hair go white.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. He actually played a little bit with Randy Moss, I think, growing up, too. Throwing alley-oops to him.
Shot 47, just under 48% from the floor.
That's not bad.
In his, that's a fishing field goal. Here we go, field goal percentage. Never mind. This is much worse. 39%.
Yeah.
That's not great.
What was he from three for his career?
32%.
Ooh. Yeah, that's rough.
He was a better passer than he was shooter.
And then, we left out one great defensive first baseman, Bill White, who won a ton of gold gloves. Absolutely, that was a good one. So you probably say, well, with all those gold gloves, he's probably first right now, but maybe in about 5 or 6 years we'll be saying Paul Goldschmidt is the best defensive first baseman of all time. But Bill White was just, he was just a pro. He was really good. I remember that, I guess it was the 64 team. The entire infield made the All-Star team. Yeah. The entire infield. Julian Javier at second, Bill White at first, Dick Grote at short, and Kenny Boyer at third. Can you imagine that? The entire infield made the All-Star team. However, that wasn't the best defensive infield of all time for the Cardinals. No, that was 82. Keith Hernandez, best defensive first baseman in baseball history. Tommy Herr, who was spectacular. Ozzie Smith, greatest shortstop. Defensively of all time, and Kenny Oberfeld could really pick it up at third. All right, let's welcome to the program one of the best in the business. He's Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Bob, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great. How are you, Frank?
Good. Where are you today? What are you covering today?
Left Philadelphia in Washington. Now I'm in Phoenix getting ready for the Red Sox to come in town tomorrow.
Would you characterize that the worst booing you've ever seen a baseball player get, or where does it rank?
Probably top five. I mean, the loudest I ever heard, Frank, was remember when John Rocker made those comments about New Yorkers on the subway? So I was there at Shea Stadium. So, I mean, they had to have security and everything there. So that was the loudest. I wasn't in Philadelphia when J.D. Drew came through. Remember he snubbed the Phillies. I heard that was unbelievable. I was at Dodger Stadium when Brett Butler and guys made comments toward the replacement players, and they were booed pretty viciously, particularly Butler. So, but yes, up there, tied top five.
I don't know if this is a accurate phrase, like good-natured booing, if that's a contradiction in terms. But don't you think some of that was kind of fun the other night with Harper? I mean, they were booing, but people were having fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there's, threats or, throwing batteries at him or, something like that, which has happened in the past. So there were no, nothing was tossed in the field whatsoever. So, yeah, I just think that, it was natural. I mean, a guy turns down. you know, $300 million and go somewhere else, particularly to the rival, it hurts. Jason Hayward got booed by Cardinal fans when he went to the Cubs.
And it seemed like it was the exact perfect thing to give Bryce Harper a little bit more adrenaline. I guess he was on base the last eight times he came to the plate.
Yeah, he's been on fire. A lot of times these guys put a lot of self-inflicted pressure on themselves when they move to a new team, either by a trade or a free agency. It takes an adjustment, and he got there late. So, yeah, testament to him to kind of put aside him and produce like he has so far.
We keep expecting the Brewers to slow down a little bit. I know first week of the season, but they're actually getting great pitching. Peralta was unbelievable yesterday, and they're sitting there at 6-1. I don't know, Bob, I forgot. Who was your prediction to win the Central?
I had a coin toss. I went it with the Cubs simply because they won 95 games last year, and it had so many things go wrong. But, yeah, certainly I could have seen, not Cincinnati, not Pittsburgh. And I thought the one team that had a chance to run away with it was not the Cardinals with that pitching staff. You know, had a chance to run away and hide. But I think they're the only team, that does, just because that pitching depth is so much greater than the other two teams.
And yet, here we are, first week of the season again. The only one Cardinal starter has had a good outing so far.
Yeah, who would have thunk that? So, we'll see about the Brewers. I mean, I can't believe they didn't go get another starter and, kind of going that way. And, hey, it's the first week. We'll see what happens. I mean, they don't have Corey Knebel all year now. Jeremy Jeffress isn't supposed to be back. Now you're using Josh Hader in a closer's role. So before, Hader was actually more valuable as a, middle guy, setup guy, like the way Andrew Miller is going to be used. So we'll see if that hurts the bullpen, having him in a defined role like he is.
Where does Kimbrough end up?
I don't know. I heard, I think it was Milwaukee offered him, 1 year, $20 million. He still wants a big-time contract. If he wants to wait till after the draft, I think the only team that would affect that would be the Washington Nationals, because they really get hurt by giving up another draft pick. But we'll see. I mean, you remember Frank last year when Greg Holland signed on opening day, he was a disaster. And so when you talk about Kimbrel, I mean, he's not going to be ready until May. Then you're learning your new teammates and everything else. So you're not going to get the same Craig Kimbrel. I also think it's a big, red flag here in the sense that here's the Boston Red Sox with all the money in the world, win the World Series championship with him as a closer, and then even make an offer to him.
Do you think the Red Sox at 1-5 could revisit that?
I don't. I think they're done with it. The bullpen hasn't been a problem. It's just been the starting pitching has struggled, of all things. And they got one of the best starting rotations in all of baseball. And I've struggled scoring runs. Finally got 6 runs last night to get in the second win. But funny things happen that first week. We'll see what happens.
So the Cubs are 1-4, have a bullpen ERA of 8.83. They committed 6 errors Monday night. What's wrong in Chicago?
I don't know. I mean, in spring training, they kept talking about urgency. They had a very crisp camp. Guys are feeling good. Yu Darvish is feeling great about himself. And on. So they didn't see this coming at all. This is a thing that they have to, they have to win, or else you're going to be a lot of changes made there. So there could be some pressure. Those guys feel a little bit of heat saying, hey, we better win here. Or, change managers. They could ship the next guy out of town, that sort of thing. They're in a situation where the window's starting to close, unlike the Cardinals and the Brewers.
What about Jason Hayward up there? I know his average is okay, 285, but he has no power at all. His slugging's in the 270s. Is he going to become, or has he become, a platoon player?
He could become that at some point. He's already hitting a 5 double plays, which is staggering. You love him for his defense. Still a good all-around player. But you want more production. I mean, he hit 26, 27 home runs that year in Atlanta. We've never seen it since. You're paying a guy that kind of money. You got to keep playing him You know, he does everything else right, but you'd like to have more power for a corner outfield. You know, it's one thing if he played center or played shortstop or something like that, but not as a right fielder.
Marcelo Zuna was scratched last night, a strain in his side, came into spring training overweight, still can't throw. I got a feeling this is not going to end well for him in St. Louis. It's the first week of the season. Maybe he turns things around, but kind of just an overview of him in the walk year of a contract.
Well, yeah, that was a big, worrisome thing for the Cardinals going in, just with, you know, two guys, Fowler and Ozuna. Ozuna, you know, you could have made the argument when the three Marlin outfielders were available that the Cardinals got the best of them. And certainly, you know, so far he's been in the worst of the three. You know, certainly Yelich is by far and away ahead of him and Stanton. But, yeah, for Ozuna to have these problems and everything else, you know, what worries you, too, is that because he's a free agent, hey, there's something wrong with him. You know, he might be shutting himself down because he's got to be 100% healthy to get that big contract. I mean, if he plays and says at 75%, 85% and not putting up the numbers, it may help the Cardinals, but it certainly hurts him.
Yeah, I don't know. With the way things have gone, could you anticipate him getting a big contract?
No, I can't. I can't. You know, not the way it is these days and everything else. So, I mean, when he's healthy and everything else, a great hitter. I mean, he was fabulous with the Marlins. He hasn't been that guy with the Cardinals. So, no, I would think he would get a short-term contract.
I don't know how many examples there are of players like this, but Colton Wong has had good moments. He's had productive stretches, hasn't put it all together, but it seems like this could be the breakout year where he could be like an elite second baseman. He's just off to an incredible beginning. Kind of your take on Colton right now.
No, I'm with you, Frank. He's a very good second baseman. I mean, he's one of the elite second basemen in the game. It's just him, you know, staying steady offensively. You know, he does that with the defense he's playing. You know, you could argue that he's one of the, you know, top two or three second basemen in all of baseball. So a fabulous talent. And, hey, it takes a while with all adjustments and everything else to be that kind of hitter. But certainly defensively and everything else, he's kind of a cornerstone of that team, really. I mean, any team would love to have him.
What's your take on Andrew Miller, who last night did hit 95 on the gun? I think people were concerned, and then last night he had a pretty good outing. You think we're getting like 85% of the best of Andrew Miller? What do you see?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's coming off all those injuries and everything else. It takes time. It takes time to get in sync and everything else. So this guy knows how to pitch, too. You know, I wouldn't worry about the velocity because he's such a smart guy, and he can pinpoint hitters' weaknesses and all that. So as long as he's feeling healthy, that's the biggest concern. And he wasn't healthy last year. So going through all the injuries he did with the Cleveland, there's no reason in the world why he can't be that guy again. Sometimes it takes some time. I mean, you look at the guy got Trevor Rosenthal. He still hasn't got a hitter out yet, giving up 7 runs.
Yeah, what are you seeing there? 3 outings and not one recorded out, which is baseball history, actually. What are you seeing? Is his velocity okay?
Yeah, velocity's fine. He's not finding the strike zone. Very erratic. You know, ton of walks. You're seeing the same thing with David Robertson in the Phillies. I mean, he's, 18 ERA. And this guy was one of the top closers on the market last year. So sometimes it just takes a while for guys to get in sync. But, you know, particularly Rosenthal, who's missed so much time, I think you expect that sort of thing.
Did you pick Paul Goldschmidt to be the National League MVP?
I did. I just think not a great pick by any means, in the sense where, he's top 5 MVP candidate every single year. So it's not like it went on a limb. But I just thought that, hey, he's going to fall in love with St. Louis. St. Louis will fall in love with him. I just think it's a perfect place for him. And I think he'll love the fact, hey, 40,000 fans come out every night. Can't wait to see how many standing ovations he gets tomorrow.
Were you a little surprised the Blue Jays gave Randall Grichuk about $50
million? I was, particularly because in a rebuilding mode. I could have seen it a few years ago, but, you know, grabbing a guy like that, and he's like, okay, you just go year by year and use him more for trade bait and try to get some help. So, yeah, I was surprised just because they're really not trying to win right now. They're in a complete rebuild fashion.
Good stuff. What's your next project? What's your next feature?
Probably something on the Red Sox, and maybe, you know, encompass the other big teams like the the Yankees, the Cubs, Cleveland, all these teams get, Houston, all these powerhouses getting off to a terrible start. You know, what does it mean?
Bob, great stuff. We appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Sir, my pleasure. Thank you, Frank.
All right. That's Bob Nightingale from USA Today joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. All right, Brian, what was the stat on Hayward?
Oh, he's grounded into more double plays than 19 teams, including the Cardinals. They've only grounded into one this year.
Wow.
That's
Does he have an extra base hit?
Oh, that's a good question. He rolls over on more fastballs than any player.
Ground ball, second base.
Yes.
Ground ball, second base.
And I don't have the numbers. I'm not going to look it up. But I'd imagine at least four of those are 4-6-3. Just right to second and then an easy double play. It's so unfortunate because he's a really likable guy.
Yeah.
Hayward, in terms of extra base hits this year, he does not. All six hits are singles.
Wow. And what is his salary this year?
This season, Jason Hayward is pulling in $20 million, 21 next year, 21 and 21, 22 and 22, and then 22 and 23.
He's owed
a little over $80 million left.
Oh, my God.
For the next 4 years. And Cubs fans, I think, are especially frustrated in part because I'm sure some of them are thinking, if you don't sign Hayward, do they then go after Harper this past offseason?
Yeah.
And then how much different is that lineup? Or do they maybe invest more in a bullpen that has been really bad and even on paper isn't especially good? That's a weird start.
Whew. Hey, Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive prices. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. Before we go to break, quick word about the title sponsor of this program, Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place for the weekend, how about staying in some of those newly refurbished rooms? They're like the Ritz, but at about half the price, and the food and the activity level is off the charts. 99 Hops House, Final Cut Steakhouse, Charlie Gito's, the all-you-can-eat buffet, a little gambling. Maybe you could work out, get a massage, and do a little people watching. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. We'll take a break. Bill McDermott, when we